We are recording sound.
And, no.
And I'm going to go live with Justin. Looking at, as I'm doing that, I'm looking at my processor power. Okay. Just keep doing what you, don't go crazy on daddy now. We'll give you some more memory later. Sweet. And the hard drive recording. I changed the hard drive, which hard drive it's recording to. So, and it went right up to 95.
Wow.
Time for a shot, Steve.
Well, I think it's just. We'll see. All right. Everybody's seen the show notes. Oh, you know what? I need to tweet. Let me tweet this out real quick. Maybe.
And do it on. I can't get this UFO one to story to come up. I think the aliens are blocking me.
They always do.
Do we need to wear a tinfoil hat when we read this?
I think it's Alex Jones' fault.
What? No, no tinfoil hats. And what about farting? What the...
Three conversations going at one time.
And announce Twitter. Finish announcing. All right, gentlemen. It begins in 3, 2, 1. This is Oh Snap for June 28, 2012. Show number 20. Amazingly, we made it this far. Hopefully, no technical issues. And I have no real crazy saying for today. And the video that I forgot last week, or couldn't really play.
Yes!
Video just went dead.
You can hear everybody.
Yeah, you can hear everybody, but you can't see a damn thing.
Cat must have ran into the camera.
Let's see if we can. And
I think somebody's
blocking the camera. Yeah. There we go.
Like chanting the cat's name.
What would you do if you saw a cat flying at you?
I would want one, too.
It was just disturbing.
That is disturbing yet fun all at the same time. It's like a bad bee.
Yeah.
I guess it makes it around.
Okay, Busta!
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, and it's showing it again. No, I didn't hit repeat. Wait, I'm trying to close it out. As you can see, I'm having some technical difficulties. Please stand by. Well, we're here. It's Alan Wade. It's Keith Davis. And we got our special guest, Kelly Coons, back again. Hopefully he won't run away scared.
Verdict is still out.
So to open the show, we saw a dead cat fly.
You don't see that every day.
You don't see that every day, especially not with propellers.
No.
You might see it with a little electricity behind it, but not with propellers.
I wonder how many times it can crash before, you know, you got to kind of cat. Put the deranged kitty cat copter away, you know?
Or, you know, normally when you, like, crash a helicopter or an airplane that you've got radio controlled, you usually, you know, just glue it back together.
Right. Where are you going to get repair parts for that thing, you know?
Oh, goodness gracious. The Chinese restaurant down the street. Okay, so anyway. Apparently somebody's giving directions in the background, and I don't know what's going on.
Go left.
How are you guys doing? How was your days?
Man, well, you know how my day was.
Oh, you work together too?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Okay. If that's what you can call it thus far.
Well, I'm working my way back, hopefully, to that same building. Not in the same department, but I'll probably be seeing both of you soon.
Oh, wow.
Looking forward to that.
Well, that should be interesting and cool.
And yeah.
And then, of course, we'll actually be able to plan this show out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, oh, snap. I hope you guys didn't hear that. I forgot. I forgot I was still playing a video game. I'm in Ventrilo. No wonder it was that. Look, as soon as I turned off Ventrilo, it went down to like 70%. So, yeah, maybe if you turn off all your background processes, Alan, you dumbass.
Yeah, those demons, they'll get you.
I'm looking now. I'm like, okay, what else do I have running in the background? I do have a lot of video game stuff running in the background. While I'm doing the show, like I'm going to bust out a video game in the midst of doing a show.
Play a little tank on the side while you're doing a show.
Be like, hey, excuse me, guys. You guys go ahead and talk about that subject. Damn.
Oh, by the way, I love the picture that you've got of me up there.
The frozen one?
Yeah, I can't really figure out what I'm doing.
Kind of in a half laugh, half smile. I don't know.
Half laugh. Yeah. He looks like he's a little constipated. He's he's in mid squeeze. I'm sorry.
I look like I don't quite believe what you're saying or something. I think.
Well, hey, this is an experiment. I mean, the conference thing is pretty awesome. Let's talk a little technology while we're at it. The conferencing software is pretty awesome, but I think the next show, we're going to do a Google Hangout.
Yeah, that's an idea.
Yeah. And then just broadcast the Google Hangout and see how that goes. But that's for next show. Should have did it this show, but hey. Speaking of Google.
The devil.
Oh, you know what? We're going to get some. We might actually end up talking most of the show about this. I'm excited about Google Glass.
Uh-oh.
But I do understand that it gets a lot of information or has the possibility of getting a lot of information through your Google searches. So we will discuss that, but I want to show a picture of what the consumer version of the Google Glass looks like to the viewing audience.
Be careful with it.
Yeah, I got to make sure I'm in the right.
It's fragile.
There it is. That's what it looks like. And I don't know, guys. You tell me.
I should have called it an eyepiece or something. Glass sounds too fragile.
Yeah.
It might crash on you or something. It might break.
Especially considering there's no glass in that.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
It looks a little cyberpunk to me.
Google hard plastic.
Yeah, cyberpunk is definitely what I would say. But I have to admit, I'm kind of wanting. I just want to be able to hands free take a picture. So if I'm looking at something, although that could get me in trouble later on.
Yeah.
Take a picture and be like, "Why you got pictures of girls' butts all on your on your Google Glass?" I don't be looking there.
How pronounced it makes that little nose piece there.
If you read the article that I'm looking at, they say that when it comes out, they're saying about $200 to $500 mark. But
is it already out or is it just coming out?
No, the developers got test copies so that they could develop software for the glasses.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah, but they had to pay $1,500 to get it.
Ouch.
Yeah. developers suck, apparently, is what Google is saying.
Right.
That's kind of
you guys.
It's kind of weird. I just bring that up, and there's also the whole thing with Google Google Docs now being on iPad and iPhone, which is good for me because now I can be at work and actually put stuff into the store, put stuff into the Google Doc that we use. But it looks like they're doing a lot of things where they soak up a lot of. I'm trying to switch over to you guys. I'm sorry. Soak up a lot of info by your search. And I'm thinking, you know, how many times have I searched for something for somebody else, and it's gonna think that's Google what goggles. I want.
I don't even know what that does, but I just like to say it. Google Goggles. It's an app I got on my phone. What do you know? What is that actually? Is it anything that ties into this? Or?
No, it's just a defunct Google program. But I like to say Google Goggles too. And if you can say Google Goggles, giggle
goggles. They look a little more like the goggles you get in WoW. I might be interested, but you know.
Well, you know, if you guys have read Ready Player One, that's how. I mean, it's pretty close to being that. You know, your visor that doesn't distract from your face, and then your. You got your hand pieces that you slip on your hand gloves, and then you masturbate, and it feels real.
Didn't you confess to downloading WoW not too long ago?
Shut up. Yes. I'm back to gaming on the Mesa server if you want to play with Bro Seuss or Seuss. I'm back to playing WoW. Oh, gosh. We'll bring up Google again. We'll bring up Google again because there's more to talk about. I mean, we've got the Google goggles. We've got
your Google implant,
Google ass pad, all those things. We'll talk about them more. But first, we want to talk a little bit to Mr. Davis, who had a hair-raising experience today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. You know, I let my hair grow out for about a month. I don't know whether I was just lazy or what, but I kind of wanted to see where it was going. You know, you grow it out a little bit for a while. And I go to get my hair cut, and I'm sitting in the chair, and I rattle off, you know, what I always tell them, a two on the sides and cut the top short. I'm sitting there watching in the mirror. Zip, 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 zip. More and more hair keeps coming off. And I'm like, man, maybe I should say something. And the better part of me is thinking, nah, I just haven't got my hair cut in a while. That's why it looks so short. Before it's done, man, I look like, I don't know, like somebody took the lawnmower and lowered it too low on the grass, you know, and burnt the crap out of it. I don't have much hair left, man. It's like, I guess they get paid by the pound for the stuff or something. I don't know.
Holy God. By the pound. Hair by the pound. I really can't say much more. Because I did the exact same thing to my son. He was like, Daddy, cut my hair. I was like, okay, I'm going to cut your hair, but I'm going to let you know you're going low for the summer. I told him a month in advance. And he was like,
I got a razor. I could have just done it myself for that.
Right, exactly. But he was all like, Daddy's going to cut my hair short. I can't wait. I was like, all right. And then I buzzed the first line, and my wife goes, oh, my God.
And, he's bald!
And he goes, what? And it's like, after that point, it's like,
I can taper it.
Right? It's like, hey, look, you can either move and get really bald or stay still and let Daddy work his magic. And it looks all right, but like you said, it's a buzz cut. I mean, he had, since he's a mixed kid, he had the big curl hair. Your picture is just, you know, Kelly, your picture is just perfect. Every time it pops up on my screen, I'm looking at it, I'm just going, he is thinking hard about what we were talking about right now.
This isn't going to do very good for my my PR image as a swanky rider.
Speaking of which, go ahead, Keith.
I say, at least I'm not getting blind from my almost bald head now.
So when's the part two of Dark Water Apprentice? I just want.
Oh, there's a part two coming out.
Yeah, but he's not going to tell me when it is. Uh-oh, did we lose him?
I think
I asked the question and he said, okay, this call's over. Click.
Clink, bonk, I'm out of here.
He might be trying to refresh his screen. Kelly, are you there?
It's sad because the same image is there. So.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's thinking about answering.
We might have lost. I mean, the show's actually. Oh, wow. Well, while we try and get Kelly back, let's show a video. Slow motion, please show this slow motion.
Yeah, I think they do eventually have to turn around. I don't see how he managed to stay up.
Yeah.
Splat.
All right, we're gonna go back just for you guys. Watch closely now. Oh,
was that bone crunching?
That was something. Oh, it's
caught that deer just perfect.
Yeah, got a little bit of. That's not even blood on his goggles. That's like juice or something.
Yeah, you can jump forward a little bit. It'll show the deer what's left of it.
What's left of the deer? Oh, let's see if this is.
Cut him in half.
It cut him in half.
Ooh.
Let's see.
Slightly grosser than the cat copter.
Yeah. All right. Here, I think that's. Oh, snap. Broke his arm off. And he pooped blood. I tell you. And I paused it right at the perfect part.
Lucky to be alive.
Yeah, that guy's lucky to be enough because that usually when you hit a deer on any vehicle,
yeah,
that's a lot of
usually tears a car to pieces.
Yeah, tears a car to pieces and a bike. Who knows what? I mean, usually the deer jumps.
He almost looked like he didn't even know he hit anything. Just barely, just wavered.
Like he thought maybe oh boom oh well maybe I just nicked him and he's all right.
Right.
Yeah, no. At 80-some-odd miles an hour, you hit a standing alone deer. You're going to tear it a new one.
Yeah, I don't see how he stayed on that bike. Yeah. Wow.
I think the only reason is because he hit it pretty much dead center.
Yeah. Yeah, had to be.
I didn't even see the animal.
Yeah, I saw like a little brown fuzzy thing, and then some juice. Got on
the
his
dude
glasses.
Behind him's just shaking his head. I don't know what I just saw.
You know, I have another video that will lighten the mood just a little bit, and I'm going to do my own special effects for this. I just robbed your house. All your money is mine. I just robbed your house. Break it down. I robbed your house. I'm breaking down. Nobody knows that I'm a clown. Okay, so
they're going to have to change their biker gang name to the Deer Killers.
So was that like a security footage video there you just showed?
That was a security footage, and that footage right there from somebody who robbed his house in Galveston, or robbed somebody's house in Galveston, Texas, broke down afterwards and danced for the camera and then got caught. So
because of his dance and he got caught.
Well, because they could tell who it was. But yeah, probably because he was dancing. People were like, dude, I know him. He was at the club the other day dancing, doing the exact same dance.
That's crazy.
So, what do you guys want to talk about? I'm still kind of in shock about the Deer Hunters Club. Biker bar.
I like your impromptu break dancing beatboxing, though. That's pretty good stuff, man.
The talents I have are so immense that I don't know how to count them. Hey, there we go. First sound effect of the day.
Your wake-up call.
I completely lost. Okay, there's the. Okay, for a second there, I lost the show notes.
You know, I was reading the show notes earlier, and I saw this thing on there about Mike Tyson, and I was going to add some stuff to it, and I knew Mike Tyson was doing some stand-up, like telling stories and things like that.
Right.
But apparently, that's what you're talking about when you're talking about something about out on Broadway.
Oh yeah, because you know. Mike Tyson is so multi-talented. He can box, he can bite ears, and now he is going to team up with Spike Lee and bring his one-man show, Mike Tyson Undisputed, beginning the end of next month till August 5th at the Lawrence Theaters. I guess this would be New York? Yeah. No, wait. On Broadway, and it made its debut... for a week left, we're in the Grand Atlantic. So, yeah, I guess it would be Broadway, finally. Mike Tyson on Broadway. Everybody likes to see the guy that everybody tried to beat in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out dance a little bit.
that guy beat me up every time.
What was that, Kelly?
I said that guy beat me up every time. I never could beat him in Punch-Out.
Oh, man, you didn't know the tricks to beating him in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
No, you weren't around to tell me.
And you, all you had to do was wait that first round. You just dodge for the first... Yeah. 30 seconds. And then after that, he's yours. You can do whatever you want after that.
It's all about the timing.
Yeah. Did you guys know Mike Tyson is 46 years old?
Well, that sounds about right, I guess.
Yeah. He's got wrinkled muscle or something somewhere because he's...
wrinkled muscle. Well, you know, I heard that he's telling some kind of stories or something in Vegas. And everybody's giving it good reviews. I don't know.
Oh, well, you know... You know, if you can understand the man telling you, oh gosh, I went there.
You just said go and listen to his voice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's ludicrous that every time they talk, everybody want to make fun of me. But it's not that funny that I've been talking like this all the time. Because it's not that bad of a lift. All I got to do is just understand me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a boxer and I'm a man. I'm a lover. I'm a fighter. Robin Gibbs was wrong. I had to beat the bitch up. No.
That's pretty
You're
good,
about
actually.
Two octaves too low.
Yeah, I know. Because I gave him some bass in his voice. I should have been like, you know, everybody talking about this. It's not funny. I was looking at my drink like, I don't want to be drinking nothing this strong and be making them silly jokes like that in a high-pitched voice. Somebody going to turn to me and be like, hey, you got some sugar in your tank. I'm Mike Tyson, and this is my song. Okay.
But we were talking about it earlier. But did you see the pictures of his abandoned mansion?
No,
it looks like kids have been.
I'm gonna pull them up for everybody to see. So apparently Mike Tyson, the house is abandoned in Iowa, Ohio, or
just
Ohio.
Walked away from it.
Just walked away from it, huh? Just said, "Fuck it, everybody."
I need a new place.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, man, you threw my chips in the pool. I can't handle that.
I can't be giving everybody my money. Why you gotta bring up Robin Gibbons' name? I gotta go poop.
Is this the same house that was in the Hangover show?
I don't think it is, but I could be.
Oh, what did he sing in Hangover? What was Mike Tyson singing in Hangover?
Oh gosh, it's
a Phil Collins song.
I can feel the coming in the air tonight. Oh more. Oh man, one star reviews from Mike Tyson apparently. Once this hits the iTunes, We are all going to get beat up by Mike Tyson, and I'm going to be happy.
Mike Tyson,
best black guy I ever got.
Right. Man, that's kind of awesome. I want a house like that with my name on it. Because nobody will know it's me.
Go about six photos down to the TV room.
All right, let's see. Damn. That's nice in the snow. Okay, sorry. Exterior.
The second TV room shot.
Second TV.
Are those holes in the TV?
I think so. That's what I was thinking.
Damn, dude, like a home within a home within a home. Damn, he's got a church in his house. You see that? He's got a church. But he's Muslim. How the hell are you going to have a Christian church? And I'm sorry. Oh, now that's awesome right there.
Rocks or something through the TV. Like random neighborhood kid running through there throwing stuff.
I know, hey, Mike Tyson. Wait. I'm supposed to be the kids. I'm sorry. Hey, Mike Tyson's house. Let's go beat up this. Let's go throw glass in his room. Hey, let's throw something at his room. Oh, let's hit his TV. I thought I told you kids to get off my yard. Man, this is... I'm going to have to look at Kelly at work when he comes down the aisle. He's just going to smile at me. I'm just going to bust out laughing. You can't get off my
yard. What are you doing?
What's that hanging from the ceiling, man?
I guess it's supposed to be lights, but it looks like...
Some weird-ass antenna.
Yeah, it looks like wireless antennas built into inside so we can have...
I picked up all kinds of channels.
I pick up everything. I pick up satellite. I pick up radio, AM, FM. I even got military shit.
I don't need a tinfoil hat.
I ain't got to worry about the aliens. The aliens, I'm telling them where to go. He got tiger stripe. Come on,
tiger
Mike.
Stripe carpet.
Come on now. You ain't no pimp. Come on, man.
It's zebra.
Yeah, I didn't see the tiger striped
carpet. That's just...
Yeah.
It's like all over the place. And look, that's not right. It's not 80s. You're not...
You just walk away from that.
Yeah.
Then he got kicked out. Get out.
Didn't even take his mattress.
Didn't take his... He's got remotes just sitting up there. I got that remote, though, right there.
1982 remotes.
Look at all the light switches. No clap on or anything. He's got like so much. You would think he got enough money to just do a clap on, clap off. Or even have it be like, illuminate. Or how would he say it? Illuminate.
With all those buttons, you think one of them would control the lights.
Right. Oh, no. That's pretty nice. Oh, he's got the pool, inside pool. The overgrown trees.
Looks nice till you look at the water.
Yeah. Water's all... Looks like Kool-Aid, like green Kool-Aid, like watermelon Kool-Aid. He has a pool of watermelon Kool-Aid. You know he black.
It's like a science experiment.
Those plants look fake to me, guys.
Oh, fake? You think? Well, yeah, they're still green. Heck yeah, they got to be good. He's got an ice cream maker and some. Man. Mike Tyson's house, the bomb, literally needs to fall on it.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Damn, he's got like. Oh, it looked at first. It looked like football gear, but no, that's furniture in the.
Yeah, they threw the deck chairs in the pool.
Yeah, threw the deck chairs in the pool. Look at that! Now that's awesome. I'd love to take a bath in that.
Calgon, take me away.
Maybe Calgon, take me away. I just want some soapy bubbles, and some love. Oh, there it is. Okay, I need to. Man, we are gonna get beat up by Mike Tyson. I think I've got a show title. Oh Snap gets beat up by Mike Tyson.
Yeah, right.
Oh gosh. Oh wait, white person in the lion cages. No wonder he's got lion print. He killed the lions and put them in the carpet. Oh.
But there's some animals still hanging out back there from the look of it.
Yeah. One star reviews from PETA. I'm sorry. Outside grill. Ooh, that is awful. Because that is a cool grill, but the foliage around that.
Yeah, that's not fake.
Nah, something's, you light that up, it's going to catch on fire. And I don't mean the food. I'm talking. Man, this is, you know what, it's I feel like I'm watching Million Dollar Homes of the homeless.
Stars of the rich and famous.
Left a mattress there. Probably got sperm and blood all over it.
Oh gosh,
I'm sorry.
There's a rest of the bed.
Million Dollar Houses of the Homeless. That's a good one.
Yeah. He's got an old school telephone in there too. And a four thing toaster. Why would you call somebody while you're toasting your bread? That's what I want to know.
Put a phone in that toaster.
Oh, but he's got some buds.
Yeah, he forgot his beer.
Oh, and that's it. Okay, well, and Mike Tyson's still making money. He's on Broadway, and he's going to just leave a house? Man, I'm finna find me a house in Iowa. Oh, why do I keep saying Iowa? Ohio.
A happy homeless person can squat up in there and have a good life, man.
They could really squat up in there. I'm sorry.
$1 million squatters.
Man, that is a sweet. All right, Mike Tyson, dude, I'm asking you to come on my show and explain this shit to me. How you got your millions, just been in a movie, sued somebody for having your tattoo on your face. Now you're on Broadway. And you're going to leave a house like that. That ain't right.
Well, maybe that's why he's going on Broadway, because he's trying to get some vintage back to buy it back.
You said he sued somebody for a tattoo? I missed that story.
You missed that one?
Yeah, he did.
Kelly, you can explain this one.
I didn't see it either.
Oh, you didn't see it either? All right, well, here's what happened. He didn't really sue the guy, but the tattoo artist sued because I guess it was they didn't ask him to use his likeness in the new Hangover 2 when they did the Mike Tyson tattoo on the character's face. I don't know how it got solved, but and it gives the address. I didn't realize it. It gives the address here. It is 373 State Route 543, Southington, Iowa. No, Ohio.
Check it out.
So go check out the place. People, call up the show. Let us know. And we'll play this for you. Because it don't make no damn sense.
Take a picture of yourself in the bathtub and we'll show it on the show.
Yeah. Take a dump in his toilet. That's what we want to see. Take a dump in his toilet. He probably got like a clapper for the toilet, but not for the lights. So, you know, flush. You know, the amazing things people put in their houses. Okay, I think, did I go too far?
No, I don't think so.
It's your show, Ellen. Just keep going. Keep going. Oh, wow. Man, can we top that topic? Can we?
I don't know, man. That's gonna.
I don't
tough.
Know. We should have left that for last.
I know, man. Let's talk about Nintendo since I brought up Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about my grandfather passed away. Mm. So,
condolences.
Thanks. It was a weird time, but my grandmother, right after the funeral, she starts going and digging into the stuff and giving things out, you know, and she hands me an original NES that's almost in perfect shape.
Oh, wow. Do you have to blow on the cartridge?
No, man. It worked perfect.
Oh, wow. It is in really good shape then.
Yeah. But Zelda was one of my favorite games whenever I played NES. Did y'all know that they made a version of Zelda called Outlands?
Yeah. Oh, dang. I had it queued up.
Played it.
And
perfect
time. Queued up, but then I have like half of it there. But okay, I did not know about the Outlands game.
This is basically what they did. They went back to the Zelda game and redesigned everything in it. So it's a whole new world. They put everything in different places and made it a lot harder.
Oh, wow. And I'm scrolling through, if you're watching the video, if you're listening on audio, I'm scrolling through and it is literally a hyped up version of Legend of Zelda. It's all.
They don't even give a sword to begin with. You got to walk a good ways and stay alive to get a sword.
Wow, this is freaking awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of similarities to the old one, but they like bumped up the graphics a little bit because they probably figured out that, whoa, we can do better graphics from Mario 2. And they probably just bumped it up. Wow, this is... Okay, so this is some good readings. If you guys want to go find out more about this, Quest for Catala.net, Zelda C, look it up. And we'll put show notes on this show. We'll actually have show notes. Dag burn it, more work for me. And I'll show have the link on the show notes.
And you can find the game on eBay. There's quite a few of them up there.
Oh, find the game on eBay if you have a emulator, which is not illegal to have the emulator. Well, but the ROMs are, so be careful.
You can go down here to the local video game stores, and they've got the machines that basically are like the Nintendo's or...
Oh, yeah. They've got the... Basically, you can put what's in a Nintendo in a joystick. Isn't that... That's what kind of ticks me off. And it won't be just like cheap games. You could have like a joystick like this and have like 30, 40 games in it and play for hours and hours on it. And it'd just be a joystick, and it won't be like a joystick in at the end. It'll be like your audio, your video out
onto it. Because you got technology's advanced.
Damn you, technology.
I'm having serious nostalgia right now looking through all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's giving me a Woody. It really is. And, you know, what's scary is I'm probably half joking.
I went back and played Mario a little bit. It was all still there in my brain, you know, the jumps, the hops, and all that. I remembered all of it.
I have Mario, Mario 2, Mario 3 all on my Wii. And every once in a while, I sit the kids down and I go, look, I know you're used to Daddy playing Battlefield and Portal and all these beautiful looking games, but this is what your dad grew up with. Mm-hmm. And my son still gets it, and he still likes it, and he still loves that.
He likes the music.
Yeah, the music's probably 90% of it right there. But then the other part of it is, you know, if it's a good game, it's a good game. You can't go wrong. World of Warcraft. damn, my addictions.
Yep.
Look, and I'm gonna do something really crazy. I'm gonna count the games I have on my desktop right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so I've got 10 games on my desktop, and I've been playing this one game called Orcs Must Die. I don't know how to explain the addictive nature of this game, but basically it's a tower defense game. You set up traps, you have a couple of magic items, and you stop the orcs from going into the portal.
Oh, so it's kind of like the Black Morass.
Yes. It is, and it's comical. Extremely, extremely comical. I wish
I
could
make funny noises when they die.
Not only do they make funny noises when they die, this is computer test 101 right now. This could make or break us, guys. I think I'm gonna boot up. No, I'm not. I'm not gonna boot up the game. I was about to. Oh, I was so close, guys. I was about to start the game up. But I'll save it for another show. When we do the Google Hangout, then I can probably do the boot up for the show, because that will release some of the stuff. But maybe after the show, I can show you guys how that works.
Cool.
It is extremely addictive. You apparently inherit because of a stupid slip and fall by your master, who slips on his coat and falls back of the head onto a stair. You have to take over the role of destroying the orcs before they get to the orb.
Mm. You know, speaking of medieval stuff, did either one of y'all not see Game of Thrones?
This last time around?
Yeah, the second season.
I have not seen Game of Thrones second season because the wife decided to disconnect HBO. I'm not happy. I like seeing titties all over the place.
Right. Now, the end, there's like a really cool graphic sequence with the, I forget what they call them, the Snowwalkers or whatever they were.
Oh.
It's pretty cool.
See, Now I'm upset. Shelly, we got to get the Shelly, are you listening to me?
What? Huh? Yeah.
Game of Thrones, we got to get the Blu-ray. We got to get it on iTunes.
I've got the DVDs.
Oh, do you?
Nice. We got to get it on iTunes, and we got to get an Apple TV. We're going to hook it up to our TV, and we're going to watch Game of Thrones and make wild, passionate love. No, wait, we can't go crazy passionate because you got a baby in you, but we'll do everything that won't break the baby. And while they're doing it on Game of Thrones. You guys ever do that? Have sex while Game of Thrones is on in the background? Man, that's awesome. Anyway.
Just, the second season has no less of that than the first.
So. I'm telling you. I'm still happy with the one scene where getting hit and then... Okay, never mind. Anyway. So do you guys want to talk about UFOs? Anybody?
I think it's funny. Well, just about
after,
every time.
After sex with Game of Thrones, how can we follow that?
Earth girls are easy.
Oh, good timing. Oh, gosh, I have a story about that, too, because we watched Transylvania.
Here's my DVD right here. But you can't have it.
Transylvania 65000, we were watching that on Netflix. And in the middle of that, I was thinking, and after this, he did Earth Girls Are Easy, you know? Jeff Goldblum, the movie collection you have and that you've made me have is awesome. That's all I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever get a chance, I know you guys probably have never seen this movie. If you get to see a movie called King of New York, it has Christopher Walken, Lawrence Fishburne, Jeff Goldblum, and even what's the black guy? Never always bled on black. Pastor 57. Blade.
Snipes.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes is in it. And oh gosh, I can't even think of the guy that was on Cop, the NYPD Blue. Anyway, has a whole bunch of young and upcoming actors all in this movie. And it is a kind of like a Scarface type of movie. And, man, Jeff Goldblum plays sort of a bad guy in it. And he plays like a nerdy bad guy.
You know, that sounds like the same character he played in Deep Cover, if you've ever seen Deep Cover. It's got Jeff Goldblum in it.
Or maybe I've got my movies confused. Maybe it's Deep Cover that I'm thinking of, and King of New York has just got Christopher Walken in it and Lawrence Fishburne. Anyway, one of those two movies. Check both of them out, Deep Cover and King of New York, because actually they're both similar.
They are similar.
You'll get your rocks off. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll kiss $3 goodbye. It's really. Damn, you can tell how old I am because when I made that joke, movies were $3.
$2 Tuesday.
Right.
And you got your dollar matinees and drive-ins.
We must be the same age.
And drive-ins were a dollar depending on the movie.
I fought it on a lady's leg in a drive-in once.
I saw Star Wars in a drive-in. That tells you how old my ass is.
I think I saw Jaws 2 in a drive-in.
I know for a fact I saw, the original Star Wars. A New Hope, before it was A New Hope, in the back of my stepdad's station wagon. Hey, I've got a new. We got a new contact, Juan Gonzalez. I wonder if he wants to join the show.
Hey, Juan.
Get any homers lately, Juan?
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay, and he's added, and he's probably going to start asking us stupid questions like, "What are you guys doing?" you know what? The show's almost over. Holy cow. Hey, and I just got the Hulk. I don't know. That's a good. We were going to talk about aliens, but we got sidetracked with Deep Cover. Deep Throat, Deep Cover, whatever it was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you were going to ask us about. Well, it's crazy to me every time they come out with this new some new stat about how many people believe in UFOs.
Right. I'm sorry.
What does this new one say? A half or a third?
One-third of people believe in UFOs. Yeah. It's got a little video to go with it. You guys want to watch it? Watch the video?
Sure.
Let's watch a video, people.
It's all Mulder's fault.
Juan does want to join the call. Let's add Juan to this call. Let's see how crazy this can become. Because I think he's probably got something to say.
It's Juan Gonzalez, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, we've got our first call-in guest. Juan, how you doing?
Hey.
What's the look like, George Stephanopoulos?
How's it going, guys?
It's doing good. Hey, Juan, we would like to ask you if you would please put on a headset so that you...
I was going to say, why do you look like George Stephanopoulos?
Yeah, we all look like Do you see the three shot there of all three of us there working it? He's going to put on a headset real quick. You got a headset you can put on for us there, Juan?
Yeah, hold on.
Way to put Juan on the spot.
Yeah, I know. He's up there like, dude, what? I hear a whole bunch of echoing.
I'm guessing Juan's in a, looks like maybe a hotel.
Yeah, he's in one of the hotels locally while I'm sipping my yak.
I was going to say, either that or he's got a really nice bedroom.
Hey, you know, while we're having this slow spot, let's do our sponsors. We would like to thank Mr. Beer. Please go to the website. Oh, shoot. I didn't even put that on this week. I've been so worried about getting my house done and getting packed. I haven't put on the Mr. Beer link. Go to MrBeer.com. Set up that hit the link and get you your own beer. PraiseWhiskey.com. That's the Whiskey Brothers podcast. John Wesley, Rob Mungle, my other partner, Slam Ham, and a black guy with dreads. And also Drink Town Texas Crown Club Whiskey. He is going to kill me when he sees me. He's going to be like, you can't remember my name, motherfucker? Anyway, and also the drink I have in my hand, Canadian Club, drinking it straight. It's killing the shit out of me. So Juan
found some headphones.
Juan, do you have something you wanted to say to the brothers?
Okay, better, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I had like three repeats of the same conversation going on in my head. Not cool.
Oh, no, that's not cool at all.
No, especially after all the vodka I had. Because I was keeping up with all three conversations, so it wasn't good.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to tell the kid that I'm in the middle of a show, and he's like, Dad, I gotta poop. Dude, just go poop.
I think I just heard him. I gotta poop.
What do you have to do, Sam? What is it? I'm sorry, I'm embarrassing you on the show. What is it? I'm done embarrassing you on this show, man. Don't give me your mom's look. You're the boy. Don't give me mom's look. I don't need to see that now. He's up there just like, I'm gonna spank you.
He's like, Dad, knock it off.
Well,
I don't know how to turn it on black.
Oh, God.
Dad, I just don't understand.
Son, just turn on your TV.
Accidentally did it with the remote.
Just hit the button on the top. Hit the button on the top. Son, don't, and it's not turned black. He just turned it off. Oh gosh. Okay, that deserves one of these. I'm sorry, guys. That deserves. Oh gosh. Well, so we were talking about aliens.
Oh. I saw you with a bottle a minute ago, and now you got a glass.
Hey,
did you finish
off
the bottle?
No, I didn't finish off the bottle yet. Did you, the big button?
I pressed it, then it didn't get on.
Max, check the
Max just pulled the Wally lock.
Kelly, you still with us there? I hadn't heard you in a minute, man. Kelly bumped off, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, sorry about that. I had technical difficulties with my son there. He wanted me to touch his power strip. I don't know what. it's not coming out right today. So, Juan, how's your day been? Kelly, I'm sorry, or Keith, I'm sorry. The show has gone astray. So, at this point, we just talk and just let it be.
Yeah, I think we lost Kelly, but you know, that happens.
Yeah, that happens. We'll get, or he's in lag zone, which
that's possible.
I'm still with you. I'm just waiting for the next crazy thing to come out of y'all's mouth.
He's like,
I don't want any part of this. He's like, I sit back and listen to them make fools of themselves.
I'm gonna talk like Mike Tyson for a little bit. Wait, I gotta get the higher pitch. Hold on. So anyway, I just want to talk like Mike Tyson for a little bit. I can't believe I just left a $15 million house. Something sugary on my lips. So anyway,
did you notice the tiger cages?
Yeah, the tiger cages is crazy. Thinking,
what the hell was he going to be like? Siegfried and Roy's assistant? What was that?
And next coming up to the stage is Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, with the voice, he's got the list already. So why not?
Oh goodness gracious. Keith.
Google goggles.
Oh gosh, we are having tons of fun. You know what, Keith? Are you okay with it? We're gonna extend the show for a little bit.
Sure, thanks for me.
Kelly, are you cool with going on a little longer? If you need to do anything, we can always.
Yeah, if I need to go, I'll just bail on you guys.
All right,
you know I'm undependable like that.
You're not undependable. You're not undependable. You're just drawn that way. And Juan just joined us. So, Juan, what else did you have on your mind that you wanted to discuss?
Apocalypse. Zombies.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, let's set this up correctly. At work today, I was explaining to Juan about my past comedy career. And how we bring to you people the magic of comedy by, in everyday conversation, running jokes by you, and you might never know it. A good comedy. I can state this. I have probably only two comedy best friends: Matt Kirsch, John Wessling. John Wessling was Keith, you don't know him, but you've probably seen some of the.
I've heard of him.
He for a month, it had to be a solid month, talked about nothing but zombies and the coming zombie apocalypse, and how him and his wife had a pre-nuptial agreement, which basically stated that if he had gotten bit first, that she could kill him, but if she had gotten bitten, that he would have to chain her out in the backyard and keep her alive and feed her. So
are these people like really believing this is?
No, it was a bit. It was a bit. He was working a bit. I haven't seen him do that. I haven't seen him talk about that since. Although I'm pretty sure that if he got a chance to do a podcast like this again, and I bet you $10 if he came on my show, which I'm working on. Wink, wink, hint, hint. John, you owe me. He will definitely do the whole apocalypse of zombie. He will show you, he will have pictures and he will get you maps of how to best escape out of a city. He's done shopping at place. He's got video on YouTube of him and another guy shopping for equipment for the upcoming zombie apocalypse and how you can shop for the best equipment at a military surplus store.
Hey, you never know. It might come in handy someday.
And I said soup plus for a reason.
Well, you know, Gerber puts out a zombie killing kit.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. It was highlighted in that show, The Walking Dead.
Oh, wow.
And they started getting calls for it. It happened to be just a outdoor set of knives and stuff. Quit making
love
that bottle.
Love to his bottle.
I'm liking it. You know, the reason why I'm kissing this bottle is in a few weeks.
Don't deep throat the
neck. I'm not gonna tip it.
sorry. Didn't mean to go there.
No, this is that type of show.
That's why I went there, I'm sorry.
This is what my dad used to drink, and rest his soul, he's been gone for about 3-4 years now. I'm not keeping track because of the alcohol. But miss you, Pops. Still making people laugh. So anyway, I don't know why that came up. His birthday is going to be July 2nd, so that's what kind of making me feel all sensitive. I feel like I should rub my titties for Big Papa. So anyway.
Okay, first you start making love to the bottle. Now you're talking about tweaking your nipples and talking about your dad. That's creepy, dude.
You know, love. Love makes you think. I don't want to say what everybody's talking about. Let's talk about Mike Tyson. Let's distract him from
the list, you know.
Let's talk about the real deal, Holyfield. Oh, snap. So anyway, I have nothing to hide.
You know how people can act different than themselves, right? I would love to see Mike Tyson act all intellectual, you know. Surely he could pull it off at least for a minute or two.
I would like to say for everybody out there that I don't have a lip. Lip. Aw, oh, damn it. Be like Yosemite Sam. I used to do impersonations, and I don't do. Uh-oh. Did we lose somebody?
I said we lost Keith.
Oh, no, we lost Keith. Uh-oh. Keithy, come back. Any type of fool. Can't believe I even said that. Oh, snap. Well, we lost my co-host. He probably will definitely be back because he's. Yeah, the computer software says it's trying to call him back. He probably hit the wrong button laughing so hard. Oh. I'm really sidetracked. We have really gone way off script. Oh, there we go.
We hit top wing it mode, did we?
Yeah, we did. So, what are you doing after this, Juan? You want to go have a couple?
Sure. I'm up for it. I'll drive.
I've got a meeting at 10:30.
You already got started.
Yeah, I'm way started. I'm on drink number 3, and I am drinking this stuff straight, and that's probably raw. I'm trying to find. Let's. You know what? I've got access to YouTube. Let me bring up. Okay, he's back online. I think he hit a power cord or something.
Uh-oh.
That's all right. He'll just suddenly drop back in or hop back in, maybe, possibly. Okay, wait a second. He sent me a message, and I clicked on it, and then I couldn't see it. Doggone it. I went into Laggy Town now. Have you ever gone to Laggy Town? That,
won't that town, you take me to Laggy Town?
That town where nothing happens when you want it to. You know what? I could probably, since we're not talking about that story, I can turn that off, and we're not talking about that story, and we're not using the Google Docs, so I'm turning that off, and I'm turning that off. Fuck a Facebook.
There he is.
Oh, I think I made it back.
Oh,
I found
there
my
he
way
is.
Back.
He found his way back.
We missed you.
I missed you.
I rubbed my titties for you. So, and that magically made you appear.
The nipple tweak.
I gave you.
The magical nipple tweak got me back.
I gave you a hairy nipply return.
I feel special.
I've got one hairy nipple and it's all for you. So, anyway, you know, this show is really. I can't even get. We are for those watching live, we're not doing our regular show.
We've reached a new level of weirdness.
We have reached, but this is probably what I really would love the old Snap show to be like. We probably do need to try, and this is more for Keith, we probably do need to try a Google Hangout and see how many crazy people we can get in the damn room.
I think you're right, man. That's a good idea.
Because that would set up for the show to go apeshit crazy. And I want that. I want that like I want a good fat ass. I don't know what that. One video in your playlist has been deleted from YouTube. What? Why?
I bet it was. Well, no, you said there was no video last time. Never mind.
No, yeah, there's no video of what we did last time. Good God, no. And not that it was bad, Kelly.
Evidence.
Not that it was bad, Kelly. Yeah. It was just, man, we. Oh, you know what? That's weird. First YouTube video. That's weird. It's like a spam video. Got a spam video in my. I'm trying to find some funny clips of mine, but apparently I don't have them. Go freaking figure. What were we talking about? Who were we talking about again?
We were talking about Google Hangout and all the crazy folk we might be able to attract there.
I was going to get some John Wessling stuff. That's what I was going to do.
Oh, yeah. Funny comedy bits.
If I can find.
I think I've heard you talk about John Wessling. Probably where I heard of him.
Yeah, I've got some bits of his that I love to death. But I don't know if. You know, the bit that got him in the most trouble is he roasted Bum Phillips.
That's gotta be good.
Yeah, I think this is 6 minutes, six, seven minutes of hilarity that we need to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
This is before he got to ESPN. He was working at Sports Talk Radio Houston.
Speaking. I don't know why we had this guy here. He's it's interesting. Now, he was on a show called Fanarchy on Versus. Anybody watch that?
Nope.
It's me neither, actually. Well, it was on Versus. You know, nobody watches much on Versus except the Rich Lord watching Tour de France coverage. But John Wessling has been a real great contributor to us on Sports Radio 610 during some of our weekend shows and weekday shows. He's toured the.
And I can't say this. It wasn't long after this that he lost the job at 610. But then ESPN said, we got to get this guy. It is a roast, people. It is a roast.
In the paper. It's public record. I wasn't there in front of him. See that tension? Now it's a roast, people. Okay? It's supposed to feel like this. See, that's a joke. Dan, he's smiling. And it's like I said, it's a roast. I'm not worried that he's going to hit me. You know why? I'm wide open.
Oh,
That's my boy.
Millions of other seniors around the country have seen their adult children lose their jobs and have to move home.
Ouch.
He's not smiling at all.
Yeah, it's a roast. It's a roast, bum. It's a roast. Go get some sausage. Be happy.
Bum's going. You're not supposed to be roasting me, dickhead. Yeah.
Bazing!
Oh, nice one.
You know the difference between Barry Warner and Bigfoot?
What?
Bigfoot is a legend people have actually heard of.
Oh.
Oh. See, I can pick on the old ones I can probably take. You're an absolute gem, and thank you very much for having me a part of the show. But I noticed you can see that I'm wearing a number 34 jersey, and I've seen plenty of other number 34 jerseys here tonight. Any Earl Campbell fans? I wish Earl was here tonight. As long as we're all wearing number 34 jerseys, he always will be. And I'm going to take this chance to point out the fact that the top three athletes in the history of Houston all wore the same number.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan, Hakeem Olajuwon, and of course, Earl Campbell.
Yeah. Oh. We lost Keith again. Apparently we roasted him out.
Flat him out.
Oops.
Wow. Yeah, that's my boy. And now you know why I don't say anything at work. Because I may take it just a little too far.
I hear you. I've had to keep quiet just to avoid an HR issue.
Yeah, there's some HR issues walking around constantly at work. Mm-hmm. You know what? In this show, I can simulate but not perpetrate. I can affiliate but not consummate.
Well, you can, but...
I can marinate, but... no, anyway. I can say things but not say things, and there's some walking violations in there. 3 hours is one of them. I'm starting to come up with nicknames for these people. 3 hours, crazy hair, hoopty hoo, and I'll just die. They all just a little bit of danger, and they need to watch themselves.
And I wish I could tell some of my stories, but you know, that wouldn't work.
Yo, Keith, one of these days you'll be able to. One of these days. Gosh, that was an awkward silence.
I was just sitting here thinking of all the little stories I have that would be very interesting.
Oh yeah, there's some stories. Yeah, I know that you know over there, and I hesitate
to even mention the titles of the stories or that. You know,
no, don't even. We'll keep it on the DL. We'll keep it on the down low. I'll call you about 2-3 in the morning for the booty calls. Let you know that it's all right to say. No. Oh, Alan, stop it. That's so right now. Well, fellas, it is at the 8:15 mark. We have actually gone 15 minutes over the show. I have to put on a t-shirt. Alan, you really need to stop drinking this shit, because damn, this shit make you not talk at all. I need to go
turn the TV black again?
I got to go turn the TV black. I can't believe my son said that. Daddy, he turned the TV black. Really, son?
Well, back in our day, we had static.
And I love how Keith like cleans it up for us. I love how he just cleans it up, even though he knows exactly where we're going. That's why you're my
detour.
That's why you're my co-host, because you keep me straight. God,
the alcohol, we're all gonna be in trouble.
Oh wait, let me put the theme song on in the background for the rest of the show, and we're gonna close the show out with a little bit of good wishes to all those people. That we'll be celebrating the 4th of July this weekend, the next weekend, and during all of next week. Be safe. Don't drink like I drink. Because apparently that's wrong.
And watch out for the UFOs.
Watch out for the USO, USOs. God.
USOs.
Damn.
Get your 10-4 hats ready.
I don't need to be drinking this shit at all.
Watch out for the UFOs and zombies, right?
Watch out for the UFOs, zombies. And we're going to blame it on the alcohol tonight. You guys have been great. Thank you for coming to the show. This has been O Snap, Alan Wade, Keith Davis, special guests Kelly Coons and Juan Gonzalez. Peace, chicken grease, and all that stuff that... Gosh, I sound like Don Camellia's there for a second.
Love, peace, and poo!
All right, fellas, I've turned off the recording. I'm going to turn off the music. Turned off the recording. Audio is still recording, but it will stop in about